Whether it's for work or play, we rely on home internet so much these days. Being connected and staying connected has never been more important. So if you want reliable internet brought to you at speed, switch to Aussie Broadband. It only takes a few minutes to sign up, and their 100% Australian-based support team are ready to help. Aussie Broadband, the actual Aussie way. Find out more at aussiebroadband.com.au. T's and C's apply.
Cobram Estate is the most awarded Australian extra virgin olive oil. Let it be the hero when entertaining family and friends. Cobram Estate extra virgin olive oil is fresh and full of flavour. Perfect for roasting, frying, baking, dressing salads and for dipping bread. Make your food taste even better with a little help from Cobram Estate. Premium quality, great tasting and a versatile healthy alternative. Buy in store at all major retailers.
Yes, welcome back to the minis. Hey guys, how are you? Hope you're well. Just a little old Dill today. Dylan, I don't really actually like calling myself Dill, funnily enough. Funny story, when I called the show Dill and Friends, it was more out of because Dill and Friends doesn't really make sense. So Dill and Friends was the way that would sort of go with the name of the show. And then after that, everyone just assumed that like people called me Dill, which before that, not many people actually called me Dill. And my nan, God bless her soul, she unfortunately not with us anymore, but you know, she was one of my biggest fans, if not the biggest fan. And if anyone would call me Dill, like any of my mates in front of her, she'd come to every single footy game from like birth to, you know, her passing, and she'd come to every game, and she would hate it when people called me Dill because she thought that people were calling me like a Dill, which, you know, back in the day must have been like an insult. Anyway, thought I'd just share that story with you. Not sure what it has to do with anything, but I appreciate your time. Hope you're enjoying it. Solo mini today, if you haven't picked that up, no one else there. Thought I'd just brain dump some things and have a bit of a chat with you all about what's going on at the moment and where it's all going. So, yeah, from the last time we spoke, just recapping, we were heading into our sort of planning day as a business with the producer stuff, and yeah, to be honest, it was such an awesome day. It was so valuable and just got a really cool alignment and on the business, which you've got plenty of stuff to follow up on from our values and you know, OKRs, which Zach did a really good job explaining last week around everyone's goals and stuff like that, which is really sick. And we've never done anything like that sort of before with the strategy alignment too, so it was really cool to go through that with everyone and get on the same page about where we're heading this year. And I've got some really cool key events that we've locked in that we want to make the most of and just really smash out this year, which is going to be super awesome. So that was a massive success, and I've already felt like everyone's really picked up and pretty keen for a big year after that, which was cool. Recapping as well, Sam Walsh on the pod this week. You know, really enjoyed this episode. It's so cool to get Sam in and yeah, have a chat about his career and everything, and always very thankful for the Carlton community that followed my journey and still continue to listen to the show and love support. And yeah, they're pretty pumped to listen to Sam. But I think any footy lover, it's pretty cool to just hear his voice and yeah, get to know him a little bit better, which is, you know, there's no reason why. I had a few people commenting like, this bloke's going to win a Brownlow this year, which to be honest, I would not be surprised about at all. You know, he is just an all-round good person, which is really, really evident after listening to that show. Love the chat with him. The next couple of weeks episodes are really exciting too. We've got Christian Petrarca, Track's Cooking, coming back on the show. So cool to listen to Track and have a catch up with him. The last time we caught up was 2020 or 2021, just trying to remember the years. And at that time, there was no All Australians, no premierships, no Track's Cooking, no, what the fuck is Track's Cooking? Is that even what it's called? What is it? Track's On Track. Fuck. Jesus Christ. There was no On Track. Sorry about that. Track's Cooking. There still is no Track's Cooking. There was no On Track. There was, you know, he wasn't engaged. So many things have happened in his life, which has been really cool to update and sort of reflect on those changes. So even if you haven't listened to that one, I'd actually say go back and listen to it and then listen to the new one coming out this week, which is really cool because I love what he's doing. Like, he's definitely a market leader in building those brands outside of AFL, and it was really cool to pick his brain on how he's doing it, where he wants to take it, and yeah, just love anyone that's sort of diversifying their life and doing things they're passionate about, which is sick. So yeah, spoke about all that stuff, which is really cool. Training camps, on track, goals, you know, season this year with Melbourne, a lot of that stuff too, which is really cool. And the one after that I'm really excited about as well, which was a requested, we actually just recorded that this one this week, was a really, 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 really good episode. Like, I'm super bullish on it. Was genuinely awesome. Learned so much in it. Different to something we've done in a long time. And it was with Andrew Russell. So Jack Russell, they call him. Jack Russell from High Performance Manager. Been in the years over sort of 25, 30 years. He's at Carlton at the moment, High Performance Manager, but also famously worked with Hawthorn through their flag period, Port Adelaide in their flag period, and Essendon started out with Kevin Sheedy. And, man, we didn't talk anything really about footy. Like, we just spoke about, like, health, life, getting the best out of yourself. If you don't use it, you lose it. Best ways, like, habits. All these, like, it was genuinely like sitting down and chatting with Andrew Huberman, which I was like, mate, like, you need to do more stuff like this. He's such a wealth of knowledge. And I just love chatting to people that, you know, have this sports science stuff, which was super interesting and really not dumbed it down, but made it so sort of digestible for the everyday listener, which was really sick. So I'm like, honestly, sort of a leading episode for me this year was that one, which I reckon everyone will really enjoy. And it just made me think back to the Teach Me Please episode we did with Dom Kondo about the fact that after we chatted about that, I was like, I really want to do an episode with Dom again on the gut health and like the microbiome and all those sort of things that are in your stomach and how that affects your moods and mental health and physicality and all those things that I honestly have no real idea about. But this year, I want to take all that stuff a lot more seriously and just sort of educate myself on that stuff a bit better. So yeah, really pumped to get more episodes out like that. Let us know what you think of that one. It's coming out in a couple of weeks. Footy and Friends is coming back in 2 weeks with Brett and Lids, Nikki Butler. We'll make some cameos. Jack Post, Broden, Josh Garlett. Yeah, all the crew sort of getting back involved in that one this year, which is going to be sick. And we want to take that to, yeah, genuinely take that to the next level as well. And we'll be feeding through Teach Me Please episodes too. So, yeah, plenty of content coming this year, which is going to be full on. There's plenty there. Another thing I'll speak to you guys about is the Tour de DAF, you know, Tour de Clubby Sports, Tour de DAF, all the things where we want to hit the sort of four corners of Australia this year, being Adelaide, Perth, Sydney, and Victoria, obviously, and have big events in all these places with everything. So yeah, we're starting on the March 15, 16, 17, 18 in Perth. That's all locked in. Next week, I'll have definitive events, times, and tickets available for live pod. There's a run club, which you just, you know, rock up to, and then also a golf event too for Moorgreens, which I would genuinely love. Anyone in WA would love to see you guys get down and play as much as possible. Xavier Ellis is going to get involved in the live show. There's another one that we're potentially locking into, and also we have Darcy and Moff that will be coming over as well. They'll be a part of it, so it'll be pretty sick. Hopefully get the Kick It Forward boys there as well, and have a bit of fun, have a few beers, and yeah, just have a pretty chill night for that one, which will be sick. And then the next event, when we head over to Adelaide for Gather Round, we're officially going to Adelaide for Gather Round. We have an event on the Wednesday night. So I'm 99% sure that's the 4th of April, the Wednesday. There's no footy on that night. So we want to put on a massive live show that night in Adelaide. So if you're going to Gather Round, make sure you keep this clear, come to our live show. And yeah, set off Gather Round on a high. The next day we'll be doing a run club. Day after, Moorgreens golf event that is fully booked. Fully booked as in it's booked in. Tickets haven't gone on sale for that yet, but it'll be booked in, finishing, having some beers, and then walking across the road to Adelaide Oval for the footy. So yeah, it's going to be fucking awesome. I think that golf course is called North Adelaide Golf Club. It's like literally across the road from Adelaide Oval, from what I've been told. They've been unreal to deal with. We're going to play there, finish up, few beers, and then walk across the road, watch a footy. So I'm super pumped for that, which would be fucking awesome. But yeah, just loving the event stuff this year. There's so much sort of going on in that sense, but then also working behind the scenes, which got some really other exciting news to share. And I'm wary of just always fucking like teasing me, like got something. But, you know, just know we are working so hard on this new apparel stuff that we're building out, and like, When I say new apparel, like, it's not, like, it's merch, it's an apparel, it's brand, but, like, it's so much more elevated than that. Like, we're actually trying to create something that's sustainable, that you can wear for life, that is a piece that, you know, isn't just, you know, just support and genuinely will support us, but also looks good and you're proud to wear it. It's good quality, all those bits and pieces. So, yeah, got some news on that coming soon. Might have some or more news on some really cool people joining the business, which is sick. And yeah, that's plenty going on in that front, which I'll definitely keep you guys updated on in the coming future. But yeah, really excited. You might have seen the drink bottles and stuff, and I just say that, you know, if you are keen to be kept in the loop, please, you know, go on clubbysports.com, sign up to the email list, and you will genuinely be the first to know. That's going to be a really strong sort of thing for us this year, the EDM space that we want to build out through our community and communicate with you guys even better on, which we're putting a lot of effort into. Darcy's even going to do, he's probably listening to this now while he's going through it, but he's going to be doing, he does know he's doing this, but I don't think he knows it's been approved yet. We're going to get him to do a course on EDM stuff. So Darcy, if you're listening to this, know that that has been approved and you are doing that. And yeah, he's going to be smashing that shit out. So that's really cool. Speaking of EDMs, there is the Dylan Friends EDM as well, which has been really fun to get a part of. Darcy's also putting that together. We're actually both putting it together, but he's designing it. I'm filling in a lot of the stuff for it. But yeah, it's just like stuff that we're talking about, you know, watching, listening to, and all that sort of stuff. That, you know, stuff that we don't touch on in the minis, but we want to add value in other places, or maybe it's just an extension and a bit more depth of what we've been talking about. So yeah, get into that. This week on the EDM, I had a migraine throughout the week, and I'll be sharing all the best ways and things that I found that were actually best. And I'm going to share this head, like this head ice pack that fucking saved my life. That was unbelievable. I'll share that in the EDM. So sign up, dylanfriends.com, sign up to that EDM as well and check out that one. We've got the vlog coming soon, hopefully in the next couple of weeks. Moff's been working tirelessly hard to put that together. We're really excited and pumped for that. For anyone that, I think I've spoken about this before, but you know, Nelk Boys, long story short, is a group in the US. There was a guy called Jesse, MTV Jesse, who broke out of that and started his own brand called Sunday. He does these vlogs on YouTube. Go check them out. They're called Sunday. It's like a behind the scenes thing of, you know, their life. It's just of doing the business place and all that sort of stuff too. And I've been wanting to do something for this for ages, and it sort of inspired me to do that for us and give a bit of a story and explain, you know, who we are, what we do when the mics aren't on, how this is actually a business, what we're trying to do, all those bits and pieces, shows the work that goes in behind it. You know, like, we're filming meetings of the grand final event that will happen at the end of the year, but planning it now and sort of showing, you know, how that will happen over the year. And I've thought about a really cool name for this vlog, actually. I'm actually quite happy with it. I want to call it Work in Progress. Each week we have WIP, so WIP, Work in Progress. And I think it's just a sick name to sort of show, like, yeah, it's, you know, whilst it is work, it's obviously fucking as fun as it can be, but it is work in progress. Like, we are all just works in progress, trying to get shit right. And that's going to be the name of the vlog or the show or whatever it is that comes out on YouTube. So www.youtube.com/clubbysports. Subscribe to that and you will be checking that out. It'll also be in the Clubby Sports vlog. So yeah, just I feel like I'm telling you guys to subscribe to fucking everything today, but it does really help a lot when you do that. Like, don't underestimate it. Like, we're not just saying it. It really does help and support everything we do. So don't underestimate that. We really, really do appreciate it. Thousands of Aussies trust Aussie Broadband to keep them connected to the world, even when they're on the go. Because as well as reliable home internet, Aussie Broadband also offers flexible mobile plans with super generous data allowances and no lock-in contracts. Their 100% Australian-based support team are ready to help you make the switch. It only takes a few minutes. Aussie Broadband, the actual Aussie way. Search Aussie Broadband Mobile to find out more. T's and C's apply. And a bit of an update on life. At the moment, Max is 10 months old, which is just crazy. Like, I genuinely can't believe in 8 weeks' time, he's going to be one. What? That is mental. That is so crazy. Like, he's just getting to this incredible age where he's just so funny, smiling. You know, he's like, you know, crawling. He's even starting to put his hands up for me to pick him up. He crawls over to me when I get home. Like, oh, it's just, It's such an incredible age. It's such an incredible time, and yeah, just not wishing it away for anything. It's yeah, really fun. So couldn't be more grateful for that at the moment. And yeah, obviously Juz is just absolutely dominating, doing an incredible job. She's just born to be a mum, which is cool to see her just doing such a cool job. So yeah, we're going away for a couple of days. I'll still be working, but I'm heading away up to Queensland for a few days, which is really cool, because one thing I wanted to do this year was just, you know, when we're cheap flights come up and we can go, let's just get it done. And yeah, so we're heading away for a few days, just taking Friday and Monday off work and having sort of an extended weekend. And yeah, it'd be pretty sick. So we're going to do that, spend some time with the fam. We're also really want to do a Europe trip this year. So I think I've spoken about this before, but like Juz has turned into this absolute hack with like credit card points. And, you know, people think what you like with credit cards. You either can trust, you know, if you can trust yourself with them, you know, that's great. But if you can't, definitely, you know, stay away. Like I'm really strict with mine, and the fact that I use it for everything, but then just pay it off every month. And I never like over index, like, or I'm very strict with keeping it to a certain limit that, you know, I can't over index. I put limits on them. But you know, like we signed up and had so many points. Then you can use referral codes, and like you can then like we got 150,000. I got a Amex and got 150,000 points. Signed up Nikki Butler for his business, and he got 150,000. But then it gave me 75,000. And now, you know, we just did it with like a couple of other people, and we had like 300,000 points. Now we're flying to Europe for about $800. Like, return. It's just fucking crazy. So again, if you want me to give more info on that, I will. But yeah, I'm also like, I understand people don't like them. I love them. I think they're really smart if you use them properly. And there's so many ways you can, you know, upgrade flights and stuff. Like we flew to Bali this year, like on points again. Like it's just crazy. So you do, the ones that I use, like you do have to have like an ABN and link them to your business. And I would say, yeah, just, you know, I'm not giving out financial advice, definitely, but like for business, it's really good to have a credit card, I find, to just pay those sort of tax bills and invoices, and then you just pay them off if you're strict with it. And I've got an accountant that, you know, really keeps me on tab with it. But it's been pretty cool for us so far. And yeah, another thing that we're really doing as a part of our plan this year is we want to plan for a reno in the next 2 years. So just sort of starting to get those processes started, getting like some, like trying to get quotes for plans and permits. And yeah, it's been pretty, you know, interesting experience. Like I did some plans and permits for my first property a while ago, and yeah, learn a lot from it, but it's just another kettle of fish. So working that out, and yeah, when now that sort of we've got Max, you just want to like have that family home one stage. At the moment we're in our place, which is quite you know, it's a very old home that's hard with kids. Like it's got all the rooms like very not open, which is, you know, when you have kids you'll find it's very hard to get around and stuff. So yeah, looking to do a renovation. The goal would be in the next 2 years for that stuff, but yeah, you got to get the ball rolling on it, which is exciting. And yeah, Juz is loving it. So that's what's going on at the moment with me. I hope you all are well. I hope you are well, as I said. And that's about it. I'll leave you to it. Stay tuned over the next couple of weeks. Can't thank you enough for the start of the year. Lots of cool things happening. Hey, also, keep bloody forgetting to mention this, but we've got a mail bag now. So like a email that you can email in questions and stuff, which would be like, we'd love to. So if you've got any questions about anything at all whatsoever, please send one through to, preferably something for the show as well that we can talk about on the show. You want us to talk about a segment, you got a question, whatever it is, mailbag@dylanfriends.com. Send us one through, and yeah, we'll read it out on the show and discuss it as a group. So yeah, appreciate it, IllyXX. Thanks so much, team, and fucking love you. Cheers, bye.